This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No person on the planet has done a better job covering it than Pablo Torre, who does his podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out. I caught the episode yesterday, which the guest, who you'll hear in this clip, Katie Nolan, and him break down an interview, and I'm not kidding, he got an interview with the Airbnb hosts from the original topless Bill Belichick photo that took place as he was leaving the Airbnb. And I gotta be honest, this is one of the most fascinating interview clips I've heard in a while. Please enjoy this. Pablo Torre explaining to them first. You'll hear the interview with the people, and then you'll hear Katie Nolan.
As a new host, as you now learned through her experience with me, she's very friendly. And she offered the same courtesy to Jordan Hudson.
As a new host, I tried to make it a point to meet people, and I couldn't meet her right when she arrived. So I came in, and I'd come off the golf course. And we were just chatting about different things, and that's when she said that she wanted to know how far Danvers was. And I was like, oh, are you getting married? She's like, no, I compete in pageants. And I said, well, we're members at the golf course. You should come play with us. You know, my friends have clubs. They can lend you.
Yeah, she said she played. That's
all. Yeah, she said she played. And she also said she prefers a men's senior shaft. I just sort of didn't really think much about that until later.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Am I Team Jordan? Wait a second.
This is a golf term I have learned.
I mean, a men's senior shaft. Now, may I ask, because I just like to ruin your day.
Yeah.
This is, at this point, does this woman know, at the point that Jordan is saying that she prefers a men's senior, does she know that her guest with her there is Bill Belichick?
I am so glad you asked that question.
Yes, finally.
We saw the ring video in the morning, not knowing who this was, but it was an older gentleman with a very young woman who checked in the night before, and a car parked up where it said no parking was like worrisome to us that this is going to shut us down. We need to make sure that they know registered guests cannot.
She said, she's like, she's with this creepy old guy. It's either her relative or a drug dealer was the first thing, because of the age discrepancy. Remember, you go, must be a freaking coke dealer. And I was like, what? Come
on. Crazy.
So that was her first reaction. And then I started looking. I'm like, that does look like Belichick. And then I saw the walk and the hunch he had, because they were doing OTAs, so he had the farmer's tan going.
Oh my goodness.
What an interview.
So they interview. So
electric.
He tracked down the Airbnb owners. You heard the interview
fantastic
at the end.
Fantastic reporting.
Very good reporting. Yeah. Drew, you golf. So you're the perfect person to ask.
Is
she
there?
She prefers a men's senior shaft.
At what point does that become a golfer's preference, Drew? Is that have you considered using one or no?
No. Well, to my knowledge, there's only two shafts. It's the regular and the stiff. You get a regular shaft.
Which shaft do you prefer when you golf?
I prefer the regular shaft.
Oh, not the stiff one.
No.
Gotcha. But have you played with one?
I've played with stiff shafts. It's not that great.
What? Just don't answer his question.
You don't have to answer every question.
Into this thing.
You don't have to answer every question, Mike. I mean, keep going if you want. Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
We're talking about clubs and regular shafts versus
and yeah,
stiff
shafts. On this show, you would be the shaft expert. That's why I'm asking you.
I play the most golf. I use a regular shaft.
Okay. Seems like it could be problematic.
I don't think I'll ever use a stiff shaft.
I wouldn't say that. You know? You never know. When you get to be a senior, maybe, you know.
You like golfing. You want to golf when you're older, right?
Yes, but I'm going to still use my regular shaft.
You might not have a choice.
Making that joke in that situation, that's very early in the relationship. That's woo.
Yeah.
And then this guy's like, I don't know, man. I thought it was just like a relative or a Coke dealer. You're like, that was quite a leap. Those two things are dramatically different. Also, Bill, can't even follow the rules when it doesn't come to football, huh? Breaking rules across. It says no parking.
You know, Bill says no parking.
He doesn't care.
I'm Bill Belichick. Right,
that's
what
he is what he's saying.
Can't follow the rules, man. Filming people's practices, parking wherever the hell he wants. Can't follow the rules. Doesn't think the rules apply to him, you know? I think it's important to note. Honestly, some part of that, like, I would request, after this show's over, clearly, because until 2 o'clock, you don't want to go anywhere. But eventually, listening to the entire podcast is absolutely worth it. That episode, like that interview with them, you're like, first, I'm not really sure what the privacy rules are at Airbnb. Should you be divulging this amount about people who stayed at yours? I'm sure other people do Airbnb content.
Yeah, I am surprised that like now if you knew these people were renting out the same Airbnb or other ones, yeah, you don't.
You're going to spill all my dirt?
Share their business. Yeah.
Like, or because I'm not famous, I don't have to worry about you sharing my dirt. I'd like to keep that stuff there. Man. All right. Well, you know, I thought it was worth playing.
She prefers a men's senior shaft.
That's... What's your expiration date on this thing? You think that...
On their relationship or that he's coaching at North Carolina?
Multiple questions. I want an expiration date on their relationship, the amount of time he's in North Carolina, and then I want you to tell me whether or not you think they get married.
Hang on a second. If her preference is what it is and... If her preference is what it is, I don't know if this has an expiration date, Cody.
Think there's some other old rich guy? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
According to reports,
they're in love is what you're trying to tell me, Drew. They're in love.
Evidently so. Okay. I mean, you know what? I've kind of backed off the whole thing. This is ridiculous and all this. I don't know. I might be convinced now.
So you think he's coaching week one and you think they are actually going to get engaged because the rumors are already engaged?
Yes, I agree with all of it. I'm not saying it's going to be successful, but I think that actually is going to happen. I'd lean more on that side.
So you don't think it has a long shelf life?
In terms of their marriage or him coaching at North Carolina?
Fair enough. Both.
His marriage, I mean, he's pretty old. They don't have to... Well, I'm just saying,
are you
15 years max? What are they going to make it in this thing?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Old people don't die. That's what we're here to say now in this show. How old is Bill Belichick? He's like 75, right? He's already at average life expectancy.
He's 73.
You're saying more likely than not.
More likely than not, he'll be dead in 15 years, yes.
Well, do you think that his coaching career lasts longer than their marriage does? Like, how long do you think he coaches for?
That I can't figure out. I can't believe he wants to coach now. 5 years
or less. Even if he coaches this year, it's 5 or less.
I agree.
I don't think he's coaching on the side when he's 80. 79 years old.
I am fascinated to see. I think it'll be really interesting. We're going to have to like mark this day and look back at it May 23rd of 2026 and just see.
This day for sure. Thanks to you.
And just see what all has happened over the course of the year with if he actually does coach, how does it go? There's going to be more to this story because Pablo Torre is not letting up in regards to his reporting on this, which kudos to him.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Out of everybody, Pablo's the guy that's trying to break the news. He's getting told no from North Carolina. She is allowed, and he's still going after the story. So,
I love that they keep digging. I need somebody.
I like it too. Yeah,
I need somebody with a larger research department than we have here at 96.5 The Fan to keep digging. I can't make Drew do 10 hours worth of interview research. every week. If this was a Kansas City based story, maybe yeah. Chiefsaholic. We committed a lot of resources trying to find stuff out. It's a New England based story. We just need it when it like comes in. That's all. He never got married. He was with someone. It's really kind of like he was married for a long time. He got divorced. He was with the person before Jordan for 15, 20 years. They never got married, but they were together at
that point.
Really
when you get that point in time, a lot of people
decide they're not going to get married again.
Maybe that's what's happened in the past. But the reports are that they're engaged. There's a couple reports out there that say that.
We've got no official confirmation on that yet, right? Just the reports.
Yeah, just rumors and stuff. I don't know how it'd be interesting to see if it actually is true. If they would even have some sort of announcement or something like that. You just got to drop it. You now are in a heated conversation on the text line with someone that is arguing with you about your golf clubs.
It's not heated. By the way, golf clubs, there's no such thing as a soft shaft.
It's just one way or the other.
In golf clubs, you have a regular shaft and a stiff shaft.
But you said you don't prefer, you like the regular one.
But there's...
I have regular shafted golf clubs.
But which ones? There's a difference in there's like stiffness variance, right?
But which club? But which club? Like overall, have you ever played well with the other or no?
I typically hit the ball further with a regular shaft. I hit the ball better with a regular shaft than a stiff shaft.
Okay.
Stiff shaft, you don't know where the ball is going. A regular shaft, I can dial in the shot shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All part of the bit, boys.
We're going to get in trouble at some point today if we keep talking about this
next.
Story.
The way you opened the show, Cody, also, whatever the hell that was, the t-shirt. You were talking about a t-shirt that had some sort of graphic on it. That was the way we started things off.
I was just describing the man's t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that dating app profile later in the show.
That's what it was.
Up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.